Hello, everyone, and thanks for watching Toyota's Patriots today. I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Soucy, and we're on the field at Gillette Stadium after a 27-0 shutout win for the Patriots over the Texans. And, Bob, you said it to me earlier in the locker room. It was a complete domination in all three phases of the game. So let's start with the defense. There was a big goose egg on the scoreboard today.
Yeah, Miranda, Bill Belichick said in the short week that was that they had to play well in every phase. So much respect for the Texans coaching staff and for that Texas team. And you're right, you start with the defense pitching the shutout. It was a defense that didn't play well late in the game against Arizona. By their own admission, did not play well in the second half against Miami. They came out tonight and they made a statement with their performance against the Texans. Great start for Jabal Sheard. One had a takedown of Brock Osweiler. One of two sacks for Sheard in this game. Jamie Collins with an interception. But all night long, great job by the Pats front to back. Logan Ryan for the second straight year, frustrating DeAndre Hopkins, holding him well below his average when it comes to catches and yards per reception. And they got to Brock Osweiler. I thought they rattled him a bit. And they did a good enough job against Lamar Miller early in this game to take away what the Texans wanted to establish in the running game. So really, for the Patriots defense, a job well done. Great game plan by Matt Patricia. And everybody played a significant role.
Bob, coming into the game, there were question marks surrounding Jacoby Brissett just because he's a rookie. And we haven't seen him that much. He was composed, a little inconsistent at times, had moments of brilliance. My MVP goes to Josh McDaniels for not putting him in situations to make mistakes. What do you think?
Well, I would agree that Josh McDaniels caught a great game plan once again, really tailoring this offense for the opponent, try to exploit their weaknesses, accentuate the Patriots' strengths, but also for the quarterback. When you consider that in the NFL, here's a guy that can go from Jimmy Garoppolo and one assortment of plays to the next week, this kid in his second regular season appearance, first career start against the Houston Texans defense, and guide him through the game the way that Josh did. Not only Josh McDaniels, but Jerry Schaplinski and Bill Belichick recognized him. Jerry's been the guy who's been often on the field with Jacoby during the preseason. We got to see during training camp as the assistant offensively, and then to see him out there tonight. You watch the naked bootleg, for example, for the touchdown run. Completely fooling the Texans with that particular play. That's not a play they're going to run with Tom Brady, certainly, and probably not with Jimmy Garoppolo. But with Brissett, with his skill set, they do it. There was a designed quarterback draw that picked up a few yards a lot later on in the game, and there were little wrinkles like that. And then there were some safe throws, and he did that well enough tonight. He really protected the ball. I thought he did a great job, really, in managing the team and avoiding the kind of mistakes that young quarterbacks in this league are prone to make.
And, Bob, on special teams, Ryan Allen punted an amazing game. He pinned the Texans deep in their own territory on almost every kick. The special teams forced turnovers. How important was that phase of the game for this Patriots shutout win today?
Enormously important, really. There was a repeat scenario. First half, second half. Patriots get a field goal. Then Gostkowski does an excellent job, like in the Arizona game, directional kickoffs, forcing the Texans to return. Coverage unit was fantastic. They forced two fumbles against some young return men for the Texans, recovering, setting up the Patriots offense for quick scores off short field. So you get 10 points in that fashion in the first half, and they do it again in the second half. And the Texans offense wasn't on the field in the third quarter until about 5.5 minutes left in the game. Again, complimentary football. You hear that term a lot around here. Tonight was the embodiment of it. You mentioned Ryan Allen, his punting, Gostkowski, his kicking, and a job well done by the cover units.
All right, well, they've got 10 days until the Bills come to town, a welcome relief for the Patriots. But Bob and I will be right here when the Bills hit Foxborough. Until then, I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Soucy. See you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.